for those of you old enough, do you remember where you were when 9/11 happened? I recall being alone, having just moved to Santa Barbara a month before. And as I tried to process what was happening, I realized I really needed community. I wanted to be with friends and family so we could hold and care for each other as we tried to make sense of this new pain-filled reality. And boy, do I wish I'd known about a community like this, or even Unitarian Universalists at that time. My friends, we need one another. We need one another to make life sweeter, to tend to each other in difficult times, to bring joy and nourish each other. And in these increasingly stressful times of polycrises all around the world, we need each other now more than ever before, don't we? We learned that during the pandemic. It taught us we simply cannot thrive as isolated, disconnected individuals. We realize that our health and safety are intertwined with those of strangers continents away. And here at Chalice, though we were physically apart for almost 2 years, we really noticed our need for one another. As we gathered in weekly meditation circles, we chatted on Zoom after worship, and we sent messages of care to one another. And many of you shared how much you missed each other and how those connections carried you through this really difficult time. We remembered that we need one another in good times and in bad. And my friends, as the epidemic of loneliness and isolation grows in our society, we remember that we are made for interdependence and interconnectedness. Now, I know that at times it may seem easier to disappear into our own individual bubbles and not have to deal with each other. Human beings can be complicated. But when illness or disaster strikes, or we simply feel alone, we realize that we need one another to make it through. Am I right? We need friends and community, and Chalice is a place to be supported and held in care. This is a place to heal and be nourished back to wholeness. It's a place where we care for each other with open hearts when the going gets tough, holding each other through the joys and struggles of life, dancing and singing with each other. A place to find new friends and a sense of belonging. A place to enhance our health and spiritual well-being. A place to awaken joy and wonder and gratitude for life. And don't we all need reminders of that? I know I do, regularly. Somewhere to engage our creativity and compassion. And above all, my friends, this is a place to find healthy spiritual community, which is becoming an increasingly rare gem in these overwhelming, fractured, and disconnected times. In fact, we witnessed the importance of caring community just last week in our Easter service, when all stepped up to help a newcomer who fell ill during our service. Amazing how community stepped up, and there was even a newcomer who was a doctor in our midst who stepped up. And just to let you know, that person is doing well. They're out of hospital and they're doing well. And when we show up for social justice causes, from racial justice to climate justice to women's and LGBTQ rights to getting out the vote, we remember that we're so much stronger together, aren't we? We can have a much bigger impact collectively than left to our own devices. Now, of course, our world has gotten tough in recent years with the pandemic and our societal and political divide and our struggling climate. And with pivotal upcoming elections around the world this year and increasing natural disasters, my friends, we need one another now more than ever before as a brave space, a space of kindness and care, a space to be witnessed and known and heard. in these trying times, we need to emerge from our silos and remember that we are interdependent and interconnected. And if you need help, I invite you to use that interdependence and interconnectedness, and please reach out to me or our pastoral care team. Robin Wall Kimmerer tells us about the extraordinary interrelationship between algae and fungi in her book Braiding Sweetgrass, Indigenous Wisdom, Scientific Knowledge, and the Teachings of Plants, which I know many of you have been studying this year in a group together. She shares that when conditions are ideal, these two organisms don't cooperate or interrelate. They're quite happy to exist on their own and just ignore one another. However, when conditions become harsh and their resources are reduced, they turn toward one another, and in a symbiotic relationship, they grow lichen that feeds them and the surrounding environment. It's quite miraculous. And Kimmerer explains that when times are easy and there's plenty to go around, individual species can go it alone. But when conditions are harsh and life is tenuous, it takes a team sworn to reciprocity to keep life going forward. In a world of scarcity, interconnection and mutual aid become critical for survival. So say the lichens, she says. Indeed, in a forest, each tree, each plant, each creature plays a vital role. It's an environment of reciprocity, helping each other survive. The towering trees provide shelter for birds, while their fallen leaves and branches nourish the soil, and the fungi beneath the ground form intricate networks connecting trees and sharing nutrients. And even the smallest insect contributes to the ecosystem. And when we harm one part of this delicate web, the entire forest suffers. Our actions ripple through the interconnected roots, affecting all of life within. And so it is in our world. Our actions, our care for one another, matter and ripple out. As Sam told the kids earlier, picture a vast, invisible web spanning the entire earth. And each thread represents a person, a community, or a nation. And when we strengthen one thread by showing kindness, supporting education, or addressing poverty, we fortify the entire web. Conversely, when we weaken a thread through conflict, discrimination, or environmental degradation, the whole structure trembles and weakens. Our shared fate binds us together, urging us to act with compassion and wisdom, my friends. Do you remember the birds in the story earlier? How the strong flyers helped the weaker flyers? The birds with good vision helped find food for the group? And along the journey, the birds learned how to better respect, share, and care for each other? And it seemed that every bird had something special and unique to offer that made the journey easier. And look at the birds on the front of our order of service this week that show how together they're able to lift and move heavy bricks, which they couldn't do alone. My friends, one of the strengths of a community such as this is that we get to practice interdependence and reciprocity. It's not about the leader. It's about all of us. We each have something special and unique to offer one another. Now, earlier we honored our amazing hospitality and community care folks, but we know that there are so many more who help make this congregation what it is, and it's every single one of you in this room. We have volunteers who serve on our board, our council, leadership cultivation team, committee on shared ministry, finance team, site visioning and stewardship team. And then other volunteers serve on our justice teams, our small group facilitation and adult educational programs, our religious exploration classes, our choir and musicians, our auction, grant writing and marketing teams, our tech and Zoom teams and worship. Oh my goodness. It truly takes a village for this community to thrive, doesn't it? Did you have any idea that there are that many teams making this place happen? It's really extraordinary. And it's thanks to every single one of you who share your talents for the greater good of our beloved community that we thrive. We need every single one of us here so we can all care for each other and make our community stronger. My friends, we need one another. Which brings me, conveniently, to our theme for this month. So as many of you know, each month we've been exploring the values in the UUA's proposed new Article 2, which will be voted on at General Assembly this June. And this month's value is interdependence. So read with me the draft language so that you can familiarize yourself with what the UUA is proposing as one of our faith's values. And you'll notice that it is an outgrowth of our current seventh principle. Interdependence. We honor the interdependent web of all existence. With reverence for the great web of life and with humility, we acknowledge our place in it. We covenant to protect earth and all beings from exploitation. We will create and nurture sustainable relationships of care and respect, mutuality and justice. We will work to repair harm and damaged relationships. What an aspirational call for practicing interdependence, isn't it? Showing reverence for the great web of life and covenanting to protect the earth and all beings from exploitation. It also asks us to work hard to create and nurture sustainable relationships and to repair them if they break. Now, such interdependence is a powerful aspiration. And although interdependence is a fact of our coexistence, it is also a value that we can choose to practice and deepen. And if we attend to our interdependence, we'll make choices not just for ourselves, but become aware of our impact on others. And I invite you, if you'd like to learn more about the new changes to Article 2, we're going to have a workshop after service on April 28th. And I invite you to get engaged because we're going to be voting on it as a congregation and voting on it as a denomination. So please join us April 28th and May 5th. Now, the 8th century monk of the Buddhist Mahayana tradition, Shantideva, who lived around 700 AD, explains in his Guide to the Awakened Way of Life that everything is dependent on something else. Even that thing upon which each is dependent is not independent. So Shantideva urges us to combine the wisdom of interdependence with active compassion for all who suffer, which is pretty much every being on this planet at some time in their lives. Anyone here who hasn't undergone some form of suffering in their lives? Oh, good. Because otherwise you would be the enlightened being here amongst us. So a good practice as we choose our way of being in the world and our actions is to ask ourselves, will this choice benefit me and or others? If it will only benefit ourselves, then perhaps there is a larger, more interdependent way of looking at a choice. Remembering that where we pull on the net, what we put out tugs on other parts of the web. So if we can make choices that not only nourish ourselves, but our wider world, we can bring balance to our interdependent web. My friends, as we approach our congregational move, we will need one another more than ever. And not only will we need many of you to help with organizing, packing, painting, and moving. In fact, please let us know if you'd like to help. We need more people to step up. we'll also need one another to keep our spirits high as we go through this transition. And if you're available today after service and you're strong, we need the help of some strong people to move furniture around in Fellowship Hall. Please let Sam or Randy, raise your hand, know if you can help. And in these next few months, my friends, we will need all of us to help lift the metaphorical bricks together like the birds did in that picture. It'll make everything so much easier. Colorado poet Rosemary Wattola Trommer writes, "And if it's true we are alone together. The way blades of grass are alone, but exist as a field. Sometimes I feel it, the green fuse that ignites us, the wild thrum that unites us, an inner hum that reminds us of our shared humanity. Just as 35 trillion red blood cells join in one body to become one blood, just as 136,000 notes make up one symphony, alone as we are, our small voices weave into one big conversation. Our actions are essential to the one infinite story of what it is to be alive. And when we feel alone, we belong to the grand communion of those who sometimes feel alone. We are the dust that hopes, a rising of dust, a thrill of dust, the dust that dances in the light with all other dust, the dust that makes the world." My beloveds, we need one another physically, emotionally, spiritually, and psychologically. You are not alone. None of us is alone. We belong to each other. May we have reverence for our interdependence and seek to strengthen that web. And may we remember that in lifting others, we lift ourselves. And as we dance through this life with the other 8 billion people on this planet and our beloved community of around 200, may we remember that we need one another and treat each other accordingly. We close with the words of Reverend Dr. Kristen Harper. "I brought myself to be with you, hoping that by inhaling the compassion, the courage, the hope found here, I can exhale the fear, the selfishness, the separateness I keep so close to my skin. I cannot live another moment, at least not one of joy, unless you and I find our oneness somewhere among each other, somewhere between the noise, somewhere within the silence of the next breath." May it be so.